Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
From luxury truck to work truck, Ram trucks deliver a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. And right now, during our 2019 spring sales event, you can save up to $14,300 on all new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cabs in stock at Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. They are designed to last and they are priced to move. If you're looking for premium comfort in the new benchmark for SUVs, look no further than the 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee. The new Jeep Grand Cherokee is raising the bar in luxury and performance. You can find your freedom and save big during Jeep Freedom Days at Brubaker. For a limited time, lease a new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee for only $327 a month. Come test drive a Ram truck, 1500 Bighorn, or Jeep Grand Cherokee at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. Ram truck stock number R9093. Grand Cherokee 36-month lease requires first payment, tax, tag, title, and fees at signing. $12,000 per year mileage limit. All offers expire April 30th.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
North Carolina, where part of downtown Durham was leveled by a natural gas explosion. At least one person was killed.
Nearly 3 weeks into spring, a major blizzard is about to pummel the Midwest.
Warnings are in effect from Colorado to Minnesota.
New developments in the nationwide measles outbreak. 8 new cases confirmed outside New York City among hundreds of cases spreading.
The Attorney General says he believes the Trump campaign was spied on.
The House Energy and Commerce Committee grilling representatives from three of the nation's biggest pharmaceutical companies over skyrocketing prices.
In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears headed for a historic fifth term after his main rival conceded defeat.
And for the first time, we see a black hole.
And as with all great discoveries, this is just the beginning.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday, TGIFE. Thumbs up Thursday, by the way. 272-9228. First time calls, and said, Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there. Strawberries are $12 a basket, and they've got tons of them. So you need to go down and pick yourself up some. And other goodies down there. They've got their peas are in also. Karen told me about that yesterday. Let me do this. Before we get into the bar statement and all this craziness, let me pick up with Jay Johnson talking about Julian Assange here.
Julian Assange is arrested in London, the WikiLeaks founder, taken into custody at the Ecuadorian embassy right there.
His lawyer tweeting moments ago, from Assange, the U.S. warrant was issued in December 2017 and is for conspiracy with Chelsea Manning in early 2010. Chelsea Manning leaked a trove of classified materials to WikiLeaks and is currently now in jail for refusing grand jury testimony.
We don't know what Assange is being charged with officially yet by the United States. He is headed to a courtroom right now in central London. The Department of Justice here in this country is aware of the arrest. Let's bring in former Secretary of Homeland Security under President Obama. So it sounds like the United States, it was revealed accidentally, he has been charged. We don't know exactly with what yet. We're asking for him to be extradited here. Sounds like he's in trouble with the Chelsea Manning thing.
Well, first, I have to go back to the prior interview about Chris Sluttman. So Julian Assange, don't know whether or what he's been charged with. His attorney in that tweet appears to acknowledge there's a U.S. warrant for his arrest. Mm-hmm. I hate to disagree with Judge Napolitano, but I don't believe Julian Assange is a hero.
What did he do? He exposed secrets, communiques in during war documents. He exposed video
he
that was with
them.
The Pentagon, published them.
Well,
how did he hurt our country?
Apparently, aided and assisted in the leak of classified information. Now, at some point, there may be a debate about whether he is a legitimate journalist, and that was legitimate journalistic activity.
Right.
But I do not regard him as a hero.
So that's Jay Johnson. He's going to stay on with Julian Assange. Don't play the two. Don't play the two. Play the 2B.
All right.
Is hacking okay?
Hacking is not okay. Hacking into one's computer without consent is a federal crime.
Sure. You know, with Chelsea Manning and other instances, for instance, the Hillary Clinton email, it is suggested other people gave him the information and then he simply was the conduit to get the word out. He was the publisher, albeit online.
Well, there may be a claim that what he was doing was legitimate journalist activity.
Right.
And what constitutes a journalist is a more complex question in the age of the internet.
Sure.
But I do not regard him as a hero.
So what will happen next? If he's facing charges in America and charges in the UK, do they try him there first? And then how does that work?
Well, apparently he's wanted in Sweden for sexual assault charges. And if and to the extent there's an effort to bring him to the U.S., there'll be a lengthy extradition proceeding in which he will have certain rights. And I suspect that will take quite some time to litigate.
So Jay Johnson, I'm going to continue on with him because he's going to be talking about the border now. Remember, he was the former head of DHS.
You're one of the few experts that know what it's like to have a crisis at the border. Are we in a crisis right now at the border, the southern border in America?
Brian, by any measure, 4,000 arrests in a day, 100,000 in a month. That's the population of the city of Albany, New York, that suddenly shows up on our southern border in 1 month, is a crisis. And it's a crisis because it overwhelms our Border Patrol and our immigration officials' ability to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And it's a crisis because you have to absorb that population somehow into southern border towns. And so it overwhelms the humanitarian effort on our southern border. It overwhelms our DHS personnel. And frankly, it all emanates from the crisis that's been going on for some time in Central America. That's the most violent region of our world right now. And so one of the things I've been saying continually publicly is that if we're going to be able to deal with this problem, we have to address it at the source. A lot of people don't want to hear that. They want quick, easy answers. They want some legal lever to pull to do something dramatic and different. But to fix this problem emanating from Central America, we've got to make the long-term investment in addressing the poverty and violence in those nations. It can be done, a Plan Colombia, but it requires a sustained political commitment through, I suspect, multiple administrations.
I'm not sure if that would be considered one of the most violent places in the world. I would think Syria and Iraq would be up there pretty high. What's going on in Libya right now, which I almost brought in Dr. Sorensen to talk about that, we're basically, folks are moving out of Libya. It's too rough now. And ISIS is starting to get a real stronghold in there. So let's continue on here with Jay Johnson talking about bipartisan solution to come up with a fix for this.
Well, Jay, you say it's a crisis. There's some in the Obama administration that are also agreeing with you saying it's a crisis. There are a few Democrats that have said that, but the majority are saying it's manufactured. But when you see these numbers and they're increasing by almost 30,000 people from February to March, if it continues to increase that much as we go into the summer warmer months when it's easier for them to walk and to come up to the border, how are Democrats going to continue to say that? We are a long time away from the election. Are they going to continue with that narrative? Because people are frustrated.
Look, this is, in my view, having owned this problem for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
First, I know what 1,000 a day looks like. I saw it myself at Border Patrol holding stations. I cannot begin to imagine what 4,000 a day looks like.
Right.
It must overwhelm the system. I think we have to get away from Democrat versus Republican, crisis versus no crisis. This is a crisis by any measure.
Right.
And the solution, inevitably, is bipartisan. It has to be bipartisan.
Right, exactly.
It requires a change in law.
Right, and you've been talking about the politics. It would be great to take the politics out of it, but, you know, we're in a year before an election year,
yes.
And Donald Trump has made this one of his central issues,
yeah.
And he would like to do something about it, and the Democrats, and you're reasonable, you know, they don't want to give him a win. But the problem is you've got to change the laws the way they are. Otherwise, you know, you put one foot on the U.S. soil and you've got all sorts of...
What part of that do you want me to disagree with?
Well, exactly.
Look, my advice to the president, to the Congress, to my Democratic friends in Congress, this is a big problem. And this is the kind of thing the American people look to their political leaders to fix. The fix is inevitably bipartisan. It must be bipartisan. When I was in office, I worked with a Republican House for the entire 3 years I was in office, and for two of those 3 years, a Republican Senate. The need for resources, the call for additional resources, the calls for changes in law require a bipartisan approach. I recognize that it's a year before an election. We're ramping up for a new election. Yeah. People are going to their neutral corners.
They're not so neutral.
They're going to their corners. And this is a big problem. And it is at times like this when the public should say to their leaders, we need you to come together and fix this.
He's very measured in here. I like that. It's but it's like Bradley said when we had him on, we're talking about the border. They don't want a fix out of this whole thing, and so you're stuck. Which is one of the reasons I believe that the that Congress is going to flip back to Republican in 2020. When the voter momentum is going to be towards the Republicans because Trump will be at the top of the ticket. But when you look at where these districts were that we lost, they're way too close to border. And I think that's going to be a much bigger issue in 2020 than it was in 2016. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Damo Show on a Thursday.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You know, there's no fixing these countries in Central America. From what I can recall, the past 30, 40 years, we've been trying to fix their problems in these countries. And it's not fixable.
Well, part of the problem is the corruption level. We send them money. Very little of what our money that we're sending them there for gets to where it's supposed to be. I had a friend of mine who was attached to the State Department. He was actually CIA. And he was working on business initiatives in Central America. And he would go in and find business deals for folks. And he said the corruption is just amazing.
Yeah, well, in light of it, can't be fixed by throwing money at it. There's no solution other than to stop the flow of money, since it's not going to fix it anyway. And we can't go around solving society's problems everywhere in the world because people might want to come here. They got to build a wall and they got to enforce the border. And then once Mexico fills up with enough of these people that can't come across the border, I have a feeling something else would happen. But until that happens, it's not going to change, is it?
Well, it's been a lot cheaper to stop them at the Mexican-Guatemala border than to try to stop them at the U.S. border.
Yeah, the Mexican government is screwing us royally on that deal.
Well, Trump says that they're helping out. They're stopping folks at the at their southern border, but you know, this is one of those.
Bunch of jungle and mountains.
I'm sorry.
It's a bunch of jungle and mountains, pretty much, isn't it?
Not on the Guatemala-Mexico border. It's a lot of jungle, but it's not mountains in that area.
Wow. So, you know, there's no way to stop the flow of immigration without walling and fencing up the southern border. I don't see how else they can do it. Do you?
Well, they need to stop them at the Mexican-southern border would be the smartest place to stop them. That'd be the cheapest place to stop them. Everything is so much more expensive when we're doing it at our southern border.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, we can't make Mexico do that. Apparently, they're not going to cooperate.
Well, I think what we can do is we can entice them with money, and we can influence them with pulling money.
Wow. I'll be interested to see if it makes any moves. Which do you think they're going to try, Dan?
Well, Trump is saying that he made the threat of closing the border, and Mexico reacted to that and starting to do things at their southern border. We just haven't seen any evidence of it by a video.
Yeah, that's very true. And I enjoyed the interview with Bradley Byrne. Thank you very much, sir, for that.
You're so welcome, guys. You have a great day. Enjoy this pretty day. Newstown 93.1 FM, we're going to pick that up.
Well, she really just wanted to ask you a question off air. You mentioned a medicine that you're using for your knee.
Yeah?
And she was wondering what you were using.
Well, tell her to call, pull her on the up and we'll talk to her about it. Hey, this is Dan.
Hey,
Dan.
This is Benita.
Hey, Benita. How are you today?
I'm headed to rehab. I heard you had a bad knee, too.
I did, and there are two things that I'm doing for it. I'm taking some joint medicine that I get at Costco that I was taking a liquid, and now it's one red pill I take, and you can get 60 of them, 2 months worth for $18 now if you have a membership at Costco. The other thing is black cherry juice.
And, oh, really?
And that has really helped out, and I'll have to get the name of it for you, Benita, but it's in, you can get it at Publix. It's at the end of where the drink aisle is, towards where the produce is on the Zola Road one, and it starts with a G. And what I do is I take that, I get it really cold, and I mix it with orange juice, and it has worked wonders on my knees and my ankles.
Have you thought about having surgery?
No.
I just had surgery this week online.
You did? How was it?
The surgery, I mean, the doctor said I did awesome. I'm headed to rehab now for 7 to 10 days.
Did you get knee replacement or did you get what?
Yeah, I got a knee replacement.
Wow. It's amazing what they can do in medicine now.
It hurt, but if it's no pain like before, I can deal with it.
What caused that?
Arthritis.
Arthritis? Okay.
Yeah, arthritis, yeah. He said mine was eaten up with arthritis.
So who did your surgery?
Dr. Lyle in Auburn, in Opelika.
Is that where you're from?
No.
You went all the way over there to get him?
Yeah, because you have to have a... Well, I just felt good when I went to him, you know, confident.
Yeah, no, that's good. You need to have confidence in your doctors.
And, he said nothing's going to get better until you have surgery.
Well, try those two things and see how that works out.
So I'm going to try, but I heard you on the radio a couple of weeks ago and said that you said that they worked. But after I get out of therapy, I'm going to try them.
So you have to go all the way over to Auburn for rehab?
No, uh-uh. I'm coming to Montgomery to help South for rehab. I'm going to stay there.
So you'll be a Montgomery resident for a week?
Yeah, I'm headed to Montgomery right now to go to rehab.
Well, make sure you listen to the Dan Moore Show while you're in rehab and get all the other patients listening to it.
Yeah, okay.
Benita, thank you so much.
I just wanted to know what you were taking.
We'll try that. If you need any other information, just give me a buzz back, okay?
Okay, thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Benita. Enjoy talking to you. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Take good care of what you've got, my father said to me. As he puffed his pipe and baby bee, he dandled on his knee. Don't fool with fools, old town away. Keep all good company. Oh, 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 oh. Take care of those you call your own and keep good company.
The Dan Morris Show.
My crew and happy to my very good friends.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces Forces, who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I'm pretty good at taking care of myself. I always get enough to get me by. So if you're asking for a little love, well, baby, there ain't nothing I won't try. You got me knocking on wood. I never knew that you could.
Okay, boys and girls, 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, let's do this. Let's have Peter Alexander up on the bar statement.
Morning, the Attorney General under fire.
How very, very dismaying and disappointing that the Chief Law Enforcement Officer of our country is going off the rails.
The backlash after William Barr's startling assessment Wednesday questioning whether the early days of the counterintelligence investigation into the Trump campaign may have been handled improperly.
Yes, I think spying did occur.
Well, let me...
But the question is whether it was predicated, adequately predicated. And I'm not suggesting it wasn't adequately predicated, but I'd need to explore that.
Barr later clarified that he has no proof of wrongdoing, just that he wants to make sure there was no unauthorized surveillance.
I have no specific evidence that I would cite right now. I do have questions about it.
So you just have some interest in this. You don't have any evidence.
I have concerns about various aspects of it.
Barr's comments echo an unsubstantiated claim President Trump's made repeatedly that his campaign was subject to illegal surveillance.
They spied on me. They spied on our campaign. Who would think that's possible?
The president escalating his outrage on Wednesday.
This was an attempted coup. This was an attempted takedown of a president. And we beat them. We beat them.
Democrats quickly blasted Barr's spying assertion, calling it unfounded and irresponsible.
The word spying, when you start linking spying with law enforcement or the intelligence community, that sets off red flags everywhere.
Wait, what?
And let me tell you something. The reason I know this is their greatest fear, that this is what's about to happen is going to happen. And they're trying to barricade the doors now to try to go, this is outrageous. And they're going to be investigating his opponent. He's going to be investigating his political opposition.
Did he seriously just say that you can't link spying with the intelligence communities and law enforcement? I mean, that's what they do.
Right, it's what they do. The question is, was it appropriate or not?
Right.
And they're not curious of whether it was appropriate or not. It just to them it just did not happen, period. Because if you get into this discussion, they got real problems here. Because what we've always believed to be true, we're going to find out is true. So let's do this. Morning Joe was going crazy, absolutely crazy. And matter of fact, let me do this. Let me take an early break and see if I can get this Major Garrett cut to you.
All right.
Going to be back. Demo show right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Prosecutors in Los Angeles announcing 36 new charges against attorney Michael Avenatti, the lawyer's best known as the former attorney for porn star Stormy Daniels in her lawsuits against President Trump. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says Avenatti faces a lengthy prison sentence if convicted on all charges of bank and wire fraud, tax evasion, and bankruptcy fraud.
Mr. Avenatti would face a statutory maximum sentence of 333 years in federal prison.
Avenatti claims he's innocent of all charges and will plead not guilty. President Trump says he still believes he has a good relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, despite the lack of movement on denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula at their last meeting.
I think it's been very productive, and it really is. It's a step-by-step. It's not going to go fast.
The president was meeting today with South Korea's president at the White House. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more nice day today. A breezy, warm day. High temperature up to about 84. A good bit of sunshine, but clouds increasing later. I've got the rain chances small at 20% or less today or tonight, so not zero. Tonight's low down to about 64. Tomorrow, small risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area. High temperature in the lower 80s. Saturday, some widely scattered storms are possible during the daytime. High 81. Then scattered thunderstorms Saturday night. Then we have what could be a significant severe weather threat, perhaps, on Sunday, entering the state in the pre-dawn hours of Sunday morning and then moving across the state during the daytime hours, including the threat of tornadoes. So get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Ah, yes. Spying on the Trump campaign, huh?
You only live twice.
Let's listen to Major Garrett handle the situation now. Sorry for the length of this, but I didn't have a chance to cut it.
Attorney General William Barr confirmed he will look at how the Russia investigation started in 2016. Barr also told a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee yesterday that he thinks somebody spied on President Trump's campaign. But he modified that claim under questioning from some Democrats.
I want to give you a chance to rephrase something you said, because I think when the Attorney General of the United States uses the word spying, it's rather provocative and, in my view, unnecessarily inflammatory.
I just want to make it clear, thinking back on all the different colloquies here, that I am not saying that improper surveillance occurred. I'm saying that I am concerned about it and looking into it. That's all.
There was such focus on that word because President Trump has used the word spy. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded saying Barr was, quote, going off the rails. She said Barr should remember that he is the Attorney General of the United States, not the Attorney General of Donald Trump. Major Garrett is at the White House, where the president went further than Barr by accusing the FBI of targeting his campaign. Major, good morning.
Good morning. President Trump said here yesterday the counterintelligence investigation that eventually led to the appointment of special counsel Robert Mueller was an attempted coup. The president said more, alleging treason was committed by dirty cops and Trump haters. Direct quotes all among those he named, former FBI officials James Comey and Andrew McCabe. The president went on to say his supporters are hungry to prosecute those who launched the first 2016 probe into possible Russian connections to the Trump campaign. Now, Attorney General William Barr sounded as if he was ready to follow the president's lead by indicating he would investigate the investigation. And at one point, Barr stunned senators on that panel when he said he thought there had been spying on Mr. Trump's campaign. He then backtracked, admitting he had no direct evidence of wrongdoing or meritless surveillance. Democrats accused Barr of protecting President Trump and in the process undermining his own credibility days before Barr is scheduled to release a much broader review or contents thereof of the Mueller report. And even some Republican senators were perplexed by Barr's overall testimony. In the main, President Trump knows the more doubts he can sow about the Mueller investigation and its origins, the more he can combat any evidence that might emerge suggesting wrongdoing.
That's amazing how they went at length to come up with a motivation for this. This is what the Dems are so scared of.
Well, and like either... Be frickin', excuse my French, frickin' consistent. Like, how is it that you're so certain that wrongdoing is probably going to come out of the Mueller report when the full thing's out? But this unsubstantiated use of the word spying is untoward and unbecoming of an attorney general. Like, no, either...
He was asked the question, do you think there was spying?
By Jean Shaheen.
Yeah, from New Hampshire. She asked the question.
Well, let me tell you something, Shaheen. There was spying, brother. Dude.
Okay, so now Morning Joe, they were just beside themselves. And this tells me this is their greatest fear. This is going to be stop and go.
After 2 years of allegations from the President of the United States and members of Congress about wiretaps and spies, yesterday, the nation's top law enforcement officer joined in to accuse the United States government of what he called spying on the Trump campaign in 2016.
Oh, come on.
This despite lengthy declassification battles uncovering surveillance warrants against one Trump foreign policy advisor, Carter Page, after he left the campaign. But Attorney General William Barr told the Senate he needs to explore the issue.
I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal. There are a lot of rules put in place to make sure that there's an adequate basis before our law enforcement agencies get involved in political surveillance. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think it's important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't, I guess you could. I think there's a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
You heard the
have
question?
You any evidence for in those investigations?
I have no specific evidence that I would cite right now. I do have questions about it.
I think when the Attorney General of the United States uses the word spying, it's rather provocative and, in my view, unnecessarily inflammatory. Do you want to rephrase what you're doing? Because I think the word spying could cause everybody in the cable news ecosystem to freak out. And I think it's necessary for you to be precise with your language here. You normally are, and I want to give you a chance to be especially precise here.
I'm not sure of all the connotations of that word that you're referring to, but you know, unauthorized surveillance. I want to make sure there was no unauthorized surveillance.
Okay, thank you.
Is that more appropriate in your mind?
This is why they're so panicked here. And so they said spy, that means that they did send those order that was given to go do it. And he's just checking on how appropriate it is. This is what they really, really fear, folks. They're panicked. And they're going to call him every name in the book, as you're about to hear. Keep on going with Morning Joe.
Someone's been trumped.
So Mike, I said last week, and I think it's caught on, that Donald Trump wanted his Roy Cohn. Mm-hmm. He got his Roy Cohn. Except you can tell Barr doesn't really feel it like mm-hmm. Roy Cohn did. And so that's why he got halfway out and then, you know, started running back to shore. Wasn't going to wrestle that alligator like Terry McAuliffe would have. But he makes an outrageous claim that Roy Cohn would make. The spying claim, after, again, we all know about Carter Page and the FISA warrants, and we all know who FISA judges. We don't know exactly who they are. We know they're the best and the brightest and the most careful, and we know there have been, what, four or five FISA judges that supported this warrant. He knows that what he's saying is unbelievably reckless, and you can almost see in his mind Barr going, okay, how do I answer this question so Trump doesn't tweet at me, so I keep my job, but still not make a jackass of myself for life.
That's tough.
That's tough. Like, at the beginning, he was...
rethink it.
Yeah, boy. At the beginning, he was really making a fool of himself, humiliating himself.
And then he started to clean it up a little bit more at the end, saying, well, wait, I don't have evidence of spying, but I'm going to look into it. Because it's very interesting. It's very Trumpian to, first of all, put out a summary and make conclusions that you know is doing the president's bidding, the type of summary that Roy Cohn would put out. And then when people are on to you, when you know you have to release that summary, now you throw more meat to the Trump ecosystem.
Okay, so let me read to you some headlines. You heard him mention Roy Cohn probably a half a dozen times. Cohen was Joseph McCarthy's chief counsel during the McCarthy hearings in 1954. So Bloomberg headline is, Bill Barr is trying hard to be President Trump's Roy Cohn. That's Bloomberg. The Daily Beast, Barr sounds more and more like Trump's Roy Cohn. That's the Daily Beast. Newsweek, Attorney General Barr draws comparison to Roy Cohn. Those are three separate publications, all with the Roy Cohn narrative. Now, this is probably coming from Media Matters, and they're sending this out, and everybody's using it, including Joe Scarborough. But that is absolutely amazing how he did that.
You know, Dan, there are some days, and I'm prone to my own bias and my own blinders, but there's some days I just can't stand partisanship. This is, and not just, and from politicians, I expect it. And I should now, I guess, expect it from the media. This is unreal. How people are, how much they're freaking out over this one word. Okay, we know about the, as Joe Scarborough just said, we know about the Pfizer surveillance warrants on Carter Page. That's spying. It's authorized spying is what Joe Scarborough and the Democrats' argument is. But it's still spying. Why are we being all so stuck in the land of euphemism? We can't even say things that are straight to one another. It's unreal.
I'll tell you something. If it turns out to be true and there isn't a reason for it, then there's some deep doo-doo about to happen here. I mean, this is really big. This is their greatest fear, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Let me go to the phones and go to East. East, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, Joey, you're right. Dan, let me ask you about this. Where do the Democrats, like Nancy Pelosi and the other commentators I've heard in and out of the truck the last 40 minutes, where do they get the unmitigated gall to ask Attorney General Barr about spying when all they've done is speculate for the last over 2 years? I mean, that to me is just absolutely, do they really think that we're not paying attention?
Well, their whole goal, and if you listen to what he was saying, particularly this last piece, their goal is to now discredit William Barr, so he won't have credibility when he gets down to the truth.
Right, right, and you know, and that to me is tragic. I mean, this guy, you know, he's a pretty good guy. I mean, come on, this is just absolutely. I feel like I'm in one flew over the cuckoo's nest in the therapy session. You know, we're all sitting around looking at each other, going, "I'm crazier than you are." You know, this is just nuts.
Well. And again, they are so fearful because everything's been Russia, Russia, Russia. And this thing boomerangs back on them that it was really DOJ, DOJ, and FBI. Then they have got some real problems because how high up did it go?
Well, it reminds me of the guy in Texas that took his rifle out and decided he was going to shoot an armadillo. And he shot the armadillo and it ricocheted off the armadillo and hit him in the face. I mean, that's kind of where they are right now. And, I mean, you know, there's got to be a better way of getting rid of an armadillo. But, man, this is just flabbergasting. I don't know if I've ever had my basket flabbered, but there it is. Hey, are we doing the Sweet Creek thing this weekend?
We're doing it. We're doing it for everybody but you. No, absolutely.
Right.
give me your month and day of birth, East.
11/21.
You got that?
Indeed.
We're going to be doing that drawing tomorrow, my friend.
Rock and roll. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Let's try to pick up this last piece here of Morning Joe. Listen in to this, guys.
Well, I mean, Bill Barr has become the gift that keeps on giving for Donald Trump. Here's the headline of the day in the Washington Post.
Yeah.
This is the headline that they've been waiting for
right.
in the White House.
headline reads, I don't know whether you can see it close up, Barr thinks U.S. spied on Trump.
Yeah.
I spoke yesterday with two people who have known Bill Barr for 30 years. They are stunned at his verbal behavior over the past 2 weeks, up to and including yesterday, but specifically the gratuitous interpretation that he quickly put on the Mueller report without a conversation, apparently, with Bob Mueller before he made that statement,
right,
basically clearing the president.
By the way, can I just say, this is what judges would call dicta. He draws a conclusion that is meaningless. Just words. Because he himself has said that Donald Trump can't get indicted, a president can't get indicted. And if that's the case, then your job, Mr. Attorney General, is to what Mueller wanted him to do, pass it on to Congress. But he wanted to poison the well. He wanted right-wing talkers to go out and blab for the last 3 weeks and make fools of themselves. He told you so. He told you so before the report comes out. Now the report's coming out. He's thrown more red meat, which they just can't help taking. And they're making fools of themselves again. In fact, they did the first half of the meeting, and then they had to back off by the end of the hearing.
News 93.1, Joe Scarborough just makes crap up, boys and girls. He just makes it up. He doesn't know what in the heck he's talking about. They're scared to death. News 93.1, final segment of the Dan Morris Show, right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
You only live twice, or so it seems. One life for yourself and one for your dreams. You drift through the years and
liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Breaking news, Assange's cat is no longer at the embassy.
He looks really good in a necktie.
He does. We won't share with our audience what Pamela Anderson said.
No.
Listen. Sean Hannity had Jim Jordan and Sarah Carter on talking about this whole thing and the Barr investigation. Listen in.
2017, Rod Rosenstein appoints Robert Mueller special counsel. Mueller immediately hires Strzok, Weissman, Jeannie Ray. Weissman, of course, was at the Clinton Victory Party. Jeannie Ray, the attorney for the Clinton Foundations, and all Democrats and Dem donors to lead the investigation. The majority of the staff, big-time Democratic donors, zero Republicans hired. June 8, 2017, former FBI Director Comey admits having engineered a leak of his own memo to the New York Times to spur the appointment of the special counsel. Flash forward, March 22nd, this year, nearly 2 years, $30 million later, no collusion, no obstruction, nothing. The evidence is clear. The president was set up by a powerful group of unelected individuals desperate to stop him getting elected and help his opponent, Hillary Clinton, get elected and then tried to destroy him after the election. Joining us now, Fox News contributor Sarah Carter, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. Mr. Jordan, Congressman, anything I've said here that's wrong? I know a few more details can be filled in, but that's a synopsis.
No, it was well done. And look, remember what Chuck Schumer said 2 years ago about then-President-elect Trump. He said, if you mess with the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. Bill Barr is going to find out if that statement was actually carried out. And that's what I so appreciate what the Attorney General said. And I think the American people appreciate it, too. When you stop and think about it, they want an Attorney General who's focused on accountability and the truth. And that's exactly what Bill Barr is going to get to. And he's going to find out if what Chuck Schumer said 2 years and 3 months ago, if in fact that's what took place and all the things you just went through, it sure looks like it did. It sure looks like it.
That was a good lead up that Sean Hannity did. Now let's listen to Sarah Carter talking about the subject.
And when the Attorney General said today, Sarah, that, yeah, the Trump campaign was spied on, in multiple ways, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, he wants to get to the bottom of it. He said the Trump campaign was spied on. He doesn't know what the predicate for that spying was. He wants to look into it. He wants to investigate it. He wants to understand it. And he is going to hold people accountable. By all of the sources that I've spoken to, Sean, have said that Attorney General Barr is methodical. He's calm-natured. He is not going to be pushed around by anybody, not by Mueller, not by President Trump, not by anyone, not by the FBI, not by people in the DOJ. He's going to do his job. He's going to follow the rule of law. And if people broke the law, which we can see based on the evidence that we have uncovered over the last several years and based on the evidence that Congress has uncovered, that there is so much evidence of malfeasance within the FBI and DOJ, there needs to be a full-fledged investigation. And I think this is why Attorney General Barr has now moved forward. He's openly stated, we have a team investigating this, and he's moving quickly. That's one thing that I think people really need to understand. This is not going to drag out for years on end. Barr says the IG report is coming out in May or June. Barr has notified Congress that he is looking into these allegations, and Barr has already said that he will release Mueller's report, redacted report, next week.
That was a lot of information in there, but I think she's right. I think this thing, the sequence is going to be happening pretty fast. I think we'll be looking 3 months from now at a completely different situation. Now, Jim Jordan's going to weigh in on this next part here and talk about spying, and then he's going to be talking about the IG report.
Congressman Jordan, this is important. If they cared about obstruction, maybe they'd care about subpoena emails, deleted, acid wash the hard drive, we now have the date. Maybe they'd care a little bit about beating up devices and removing SIM cards. That's obstruction. Well, maybe there's a line or two in the Mueller report, but we now have the Barr investigation. He will review the actions from the get-go here. That probably means that Hillary Clinton's investigation should be reopened. We'll start there. But then we have the Inspector General and the FISA abuse. Then we have John Uber, whatever he's doing, nobody seems to know. But then we have 302s that'll come out, and the FISA applications come out, and a cascade of these interviews. By the way, you and Mark Meadows were phenomenal in these closed-door meetings. You got to the truth. And I kept asking you and Mark, because you couldn't tell me, Is there anything I'm saying that's wrong? And you, nope. Am I over the target? Yep, that's all you would say. But you were right, because you were seeing this, and you were doing it behind closed doors, and both you and Devin Nunes deserve a lot of credit.
Well, thank you, and you deserve a lot of credit. So does Sarah. But look, when you all those things you spelled out, all those things that look like were wrong things that were done, remember who did them. Jim Comey, who was fired, who, as you said, leaked information to the New York Times to get a special counsel appointed. Andy McCabe, who lied three times under oath, was fired. Jim Baker, whose transcripts are now fully coming out. Jim Baker, chief counsel, was demoted, then left. Currently under investigation by the Justice Department. Lisa Page, demoted, then left. Peter Strzok, demoted, then fired. These were the key people.
Will they be indicted in your view? If the rule of law is followed, will they be indicted?
Two things are going to happen. First, as Sarah just mentioned, Inspector General Horowitz is going to bring his report forward, as the Attorney General mentioned also yesterday, late May or June. That will tell us a lot, and then Bill Barr's investigation will unfold as well. I think that will determine if they get indicted.
Do you see laws broken? I know the criminal referrals from Devin are coming this week, probably tomorrow.
I do. I particularly think so with Andy McCabe. I think he's in trouble, and I think potentially Peter Strzok. But we'll just have to see what Mr. Horowitz says and obviously what the Attorney General says.
Nunes delivered his report to Barr today, by the way, about an hour and a half ago. Let's listen to the closeout of the conversation between Sarah and Jim Jordan. Listen in.
Sarah, we're going to have the criminal referrals. Do you see indictments in your crystal ball?
According to sources that I've spoken with, yes, there will be indictments and people will be held responsible for the actions that they committed against the country.
Is one of them going to be James Comey?
I don't know. I certainly hope so. We'll have to see.
Yeah. Jim?
No, I mean, look, I'm confident in Mr. Horowitz and I'm confident in Mr. Barr. I think Mr. Barr is the kind of attorney general the American people want. Solid, pursuing the truth, and going to hold people accountable.
Doesn't it feel different?
Yes.
And
it
you
does.
Can tell the tone. And they've been, particularly Sarah Carter and John Solomon have been kind of, they got out in front of the story too early. And then the FISA stuff didn't get released. I think people are telling them, and you can tell there's an excitement level, there's a more certainty to it than it ever has been before. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Audience, thank you so very, very, very much. Be good, be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison.